Yurtsin Mitzadik Tes Siv Aleph. I'm Sefer Kulin. At the Maradana, you met some assistant staff from the Yisr. At the Mosheta, the staff from the Hete. Although, you might have the whole discussion. If you have bones on the Yisr side, do they camp with the Yisr? And if you have bones on the Hete side, do they camp with the Hete? Okay, we know about that. Yes, Mem Dalet Shitas. There are four opinions in the Rishonim. The Shulchan Aruch picks one of them, but in the Rishonim there's four opinions. Echad, one opinion says, Ein Etzom Es Mitzaf and Lo Es Lo Hetta. Don't count bones, not for the Issach side and not for the Hetta side. Just ignore them completely. Okay. Beis, the second opinion says, but some of this and the staff from this side, some of this and the staff from the head. The other bones go with the other side, and the head bones go with the head side.
And you always count bones.
You always count bones, and go both directions. Then, page 21. Gimel, third opinion says, Shemit staff and Maximos. You put the bones, all the bones on the head side. And then the fourth thing says, Mustafa Matsamos Hetala Hetter, put the head of bones on the head side. And Atsamos Issa, Ainam Mustafa Stolis, the below the head. The Issa bones, just ignore them. They don't go either direction. Okay. So, Priya, we said, Mahosha mentioned this as a shame. Okay, so we do one at a time, right? Okay, so first of all, the Nirek, it's clear, Shad Soma says, so in Tom Machi, you're allowed to eat these bones, the bones from the Issa side of Mutter to eat. They're not really us, the Mamish Mutter. Kedisa, the Sifar, Pashmin, the Soma, Tachel, the Word. Don't eat the meat. The Loy Minuat Somas. But that Somas are not included in the prohibition. Now, at Somas, basically, sometimes, they are edible. In other words, you could eat them. If you cook bones, especially like beef bones, you cook them, they soften up. And they make very nice thick gravy, whatever. So, yeah.
Is this just for, I'm guessing this is just for trefoil, or is this for all?
All put them in meats.
So we have like
the pig. That's why. For a long time in America, till around 1950, from let's say 1900 to 1950, people ate regular gelatin. There's a big non-Jewish gelatin called Jello, J-E-L-L-O.
Yeah.
So people from Jews used to eat it the first 50 years of the 20th century, because they said it's come from bones. Bones of a pig or mutter. So that's what they used to eat. But then around, even the Rav said it's mutter. So then the Ram Kotva came in and he said, no, he was going to die from the Russian of the Rambam, that it should be us.
So Jello has a big K on it. And I know a lot of Jews.
That goes back to the first 50 years.
Right, and I know a lot of Jews see the K, like, non.
That goes back, right. It's not an authentic OU or OK.
Right, but like people eat it because of the K on it. So that's interesting.
Yeah, because in 1950, Rabban Kotler made a major argument.
It's definitely wrong, but technically
from Jews switch.
But from like a race level, that would be fine, technically?
There's a machloket between Rabban Kotler, and Rabban Kotler claimed that it's only mutter if you don't eat it the regular way. But if you eat it the regular way, it becomes us. I don't know. You can look it up on the web. We got kosher gelatin, and just see what the history of it is.
A lot of Saudi rabbis were
not. Okay, you can see what the issue is. Look it up on the web.
So
if you want, I have maybe print it out. Look it up and print out. And just give it out. Give it to me also. I'm curious to see the details of what some of the machlok. Anyway, there's a machlok about. Anyway, right now we're working with the concept, the original concept, that bones definitely permitted.
Where did they even get that idea?
From him. From Mr. Frey.
Right here it says Mr. Frey.
Mitzaran
lo tochelu. Lo min ha'samot. Prohibition is not eat meat. It does not do the bone. That's the pasuk. V'chein kaimolan ta'atzamot nevela. Einan, it should be not Einan. Atzamot nevela Einan. Einan mitamot, that the bones don't make tummy either. Let's say a dead animal can make somebody tummy, but not the bones. Kirisa b'chum b'nivlata v'lo ba'or v'lo ba'atzamot. If you touch the skin of a dead animal, touch the bones, you're not tummy. The bones don't have a din of basa. And the prohibition to eat and what makes somebody tummy is besar nevela. Other products of the animal, of that animal, its bones, its heels, its hair, its skin, not basar, doesn't have the negative traits of the animal. It doesn't become us to eat, and it doesn't make people tummy. Because only basar.
But don't we say that the skin does matame at least? No? But a skin of an abela does. No?
There's an opportunity for the skin to become abela.
If the skin is attached to the meat, so right. Then through the skin you might be touching the meat. That's a different skin.
Skin
the animal, take the skin off, and there's no more meat attached. So then the skin per se does not make anybody tummy. Okay? So now, if we follow just the simple original source, the raisa, that bones of dead animals have no prohibition. So, Venet, as she taught, then we understand any opinion among the four we had above. She'ein mitzdafin atzamot isuri isur. You don't take these bones from the isur side and count them as isur in a pot. Shavei atzamot mutonim, they're permitted. Okay? So, Shittas 1, 3, and 4, if you look at the first paragraph, 1, 3, and 4,
makes sense.
All of them do not have any problem with trace bones in a pot, in soup. It doesn't matter. It's not a problem. The only problem we would have is Shita number 2, which is what, unfortunately, the Mechaba Paskins. No, the Mechaber himself, Mechaber is my Mako.
Yeah.
So, okay. The Ramon comes up with the maybe. No, the Ramon also doesn't have the Chumrah. So anyway, there's only one Shita. It doesn't show up not the Mechaber or the Ramon. There's one Shita that Atzmos Isser. It's in the Gemara, that thing. So there's apparently some Rishon who says it's Mahalacha. So anyway, we have to understand that Shita. How can anyone say such a thing? Okay. Now look at the Rambam. This is the Rambam that the Rambam Kotka, I guess, was using. Look at the Rambam number 14 on the bottom. Rambam 14 on the bottom. That's very important. Now, of course, the Rambam Kotka's big deal about the gelatin. I am the Rambam. Zelashon, Ochon, and the Velu Trefa. It's either an avelo, a trefo, a behemo, a chaya, tzimeim, or not kosher animals, like a pig, mina or mina tzomas, mina gita, mina kanai, mina tlafai, mina tzapai, shalof, yom koma, shem avasim, shem matam, kishiyach, kichu, mina shulya shalahem, afo pi shuhu osu, harei zapotu, nei, she'elu heinam, u'im lachilo, ve'en mustaf, me'apostu kazayis, The Rambam says that these things, he has in the list of things, bones, and that's yes, skin, bones, gidim, veins, horns, hooves, nails. He says all of these things, now we don't know, he says that in half of Pishu, who also, it's us, the Rabbi's a potter. If you're potter from Malchus, because not Dora Achila, So this is what Ram Kapha says, listen, Ram never said it's mutter, Ram says it's asa. But your potter, shalok derech achila. But once you take it and turn it into gelatin, now it's derech achila. In other words, a person wouldn't take a bone and just chew a bone. A raw bone he's not going to eat. Maybe he might eat a piece of raw meat, or he's not going to eat, but he's not going to eat a piece of a raw bone. And even a cooked bone, people don't chew cooked bone. So, ain't a royal achila, but once you turn it into gelatin.
Now gelatin itself is
royal
achila either.
Kind of does anyway.
Sure.
Anyway, but Ram says it's also.
Right.
It's apparently it's a nisid rabbanon. Anyway,
oh,
so that's against everybody else. But it's
really?
A Rambam, you see.
The Rambam is in that respect.
Seems so. Yeah.
Rabbi, the Rambam saying that if it's meaning because bones are not derech achila, it's not.
That's why there's no nisid right. But apparently there is a nisid rabbanon.
Then how can we say
that
they could be mabatel other things if they're
right,
not?
Right, right. That would be a problem according to the Rambam. Just the start of the Shulchan Aruch.
Yeah.
It would be a problem, right? Shulchan Aruch says you use the bones for bittul to make things mutter.
Yeah.
Mashma b'sov v'sheish iser. Let me just finish the footnote there. Mashma b'sov v'sheish iser. Lefel hasna favela treifa. Okay, but the Rambam is a little bit not clear. He comes up with this word aser at the very end. And he says, "When it's a pain, shall oft men komot shemavatzes misham dam kashiach tachu, from places where blood would come if he cut it." I don't exactly know. Ach yitochin the osu rak lachon komot shemavatzes misham adam, v'esu misham achilas dam. Ach atzmos atzmamut. Maybe the Rambam means that you're eating blood. That's a stretch in the Rambam. I don't know why the Rambam mentioned this thing. Minutes of panayim shall often move the Rambam. Bird, you know, claws of birds. Min komot shemavas misham adam sheyichtachu. If you would cut these things off the animal, it would cause them to bleed. Why did he mention that? What's that relevant? Because nisid rabbanan to eat these things, because it's really us just short of derech achila. So who cares if it makes it bleed? Sounds like the Rambam just is maybe worrying about that you might be eating some blood. If you wash it, you're not going to have a problem with blood. Okay. Hodeshon with also Mishum Marasayim Ba'awim. Maybe this is just a Nisid Marasayim. It looks straight. Aromadim Haroshim Misrachim. Not that it's really awesome to eat. If it's Marasayim, then maybe you can cover yourself if you do it in a way that doesn't cause marasayim. Anyway, it's something to work on. It's not simple. But that's where the problem came from, this Rambam. But in the Shulchan Aruch, there's no trace of this. Because as you point out, our Shulchan Aruch says he used the bones of Isser for Heta to trade 60 and be Mavato to Basa, which is trade. So obviously, the Shulchan Aruch doesn't consider any of this, right? In one way or other, it considers them completely mutter.
We make that assumption? Like,
yeah,
it seems like a jump in logic. It's just because you can add it doesn't mean that you would possibly be able to eat it. Where does this eating concept come from?
Why can't you eat it if you could use it?
It's in a pot. The cooking things in a pot together with the bones. So, I mean, why not eat
it? But you're adding it to the material. Nobody eats bones. I mean, I would still think, but if you ate the bones, it would still be forbidden, perhaps.
Then why should it count for Heter?
Also,
it makes up the object. I mean, it has space. So while it has space,
yeah,
and it's already a Dorakana, let's.
So I guess it's
okay.
Then it's Peshogig, right? Doesn't that change something? It's Peshogig, so you have Heter.
No, Peshogig is not relevant to you. These all people know what's going on. They see the bones, they're doing things for Kavana, it's amazing.
Okay,
it's not a problem. I mean, he's eating it. He knows what happened. I mean, there's an idea. Okay, this Rambam is going to need its own. The Rav doesn't go into it, so I just put in the footnote just to show that we have something to talk about. But anyway, put the Rambam aside, which is a problematic Rambam, and a simple read: the bones are mutter. That's what it says in the Sifri, and the Shulchan Aruch counts them as happening. So, the mutter, okay, fine. But why would anyone take the bones, besides the Rambam, why would anybody take the bones and put them on the Issa side of the Tarobos? That's the issue here. The Nirel of Zayin, so the Romans is like this, the Doma Ladin Chanchicha Nasis Nevela B'Shari Suyim Rabbeinu Tam. I think that it has to do, he says, with the concept of Chaticha Nasis Nevela, which Rabbeinu Tam introduced in all Yisurim, not just in Basu B'Cholov. He said, you said Chaticha Nasis Nevela and other Yisurim. The Ein Habir Shom Dehet Es Afach V'Yisur. So we said, it doesn't mean Dehet the flips into Yisur. The din chaticha nasas nevela kovei shir. The bittul tamis. What it does is it creates a certain amount that you need for the bittul of the tamis. Then the kadei levatla sawisim or the valviyisa tzvichem the shower. You have to measure it kafia chaticha shuisa nila based upon the size of the piece which absorbed it. Alv shachticha asim mutarati. Even though the piece remains mutter. So when you take a piece which has a bliya b'sur and it goes towards second tarobes, you expand the size of the issa based on the size of the chaticha. It's a din and shurim figuring out how much tam got into the second tarobes. Not the same amount as the first tarobes, but it gets bigger because of the chaticha. Not that the chaticha itself is usa. The chaticha is just a delivery system. It delivers the tam from tarobes 1 into tarobes 2. So probably it's there with the Rabbanon, that the Rabbanon cell case, and now that it's a delivery system, so now let's measure the tam by the size of the chaticha. So you're not making the chaticha really usa, you're just using it to measure how much tam is getting into the second tarobas. Okay, that we did. Let's go to the Rabbis Pshat. So he said this, Hu adin shahat samot yisus. So maybe we could say this is true about. Now these bones are attached to the meat, right? Treif meat fell into a pot, and the treif meat had a bone. Was a
the
pig.
Ribs.
What?
The ribs.
The ribs, right? The regular rib steak, of a pig rib steak. So the afal pidi mutarim, and the bones are mutter. Ach mitztafim neshir shel abasar asur, they connect to the basar, which is asur, and they create a bigger size. Legabe shir bittul, not measuring how much you need for bittul, the fact that the bone's attached and it goes along with the meat, that increases our measuring of the meat. It's a chaticha nasas nevela concept. Yes.
Do we ever find, like in such a case, you can take off the meat and then it wouldn't be a chaticha nasas nevela anymore? Ever find that elsewhere?
Yes, in chaticha nasas nevela, if we will come to it, it says something which is double. Let's say you have treif chelev, treif fat, is attached to kosher meat.
Mm-hmm.
If that gets cooked, so now you're going to say, if you put that into a pot and you cook, you're going to need shishim, not just for the chelev, but for the meat too. Because
right,
the same fact, yeah, that's it, the Ramah Paschens is later on. He says that an issa, which is dabuk to something else, so the way it works in the tarobas in the second part is like two steps. First the chelev gets into the meat because it's attached to it. And then together they go into the pot,
right. The
flavor. So therefore since there's two steps, I'll say in step one, chaticha nasas nevela on the meat. The meat itself doesn't have a shishim against the chelev. So it's kosher meat, but it's attached. So if they're attached, you fill them into a pot. So the chelev gets flavored into the meat before anything goes into the pot. While it's all cooking, but there are two stages. So that, at that point, the chelev got into the basar. There's no shishim. The basar nasas nevela. Now that it goes into the, from there, both of them now go into the pot. I need shishim against the chelev and against the basar too. Because the basar becomes nevela. That's called disadabuk. If you have something attached. So they're already using the same idea with the bones. These bones are double to the basar, which is treif, and therefore they come up with an additional size for measuring bittul. Yes.
What are the nevekis ends? Like,
then it's putta. Then
yeah.
It's okay. That's fine.
So, like, even while it's in the chant, let's say that it is these ribs, but it's connected by fat, and then when it heats up, the fat dissolves, and the bones separate out between bones and base. Meaning, couldn't we say it's nevelas nasa
Let's read the words. If he's working with this idea of Dov, one second. Let's just see it in some. Who adin bat some assists tafu people mutarim hain ach mitstafim b'shir shal abasa ha'asa l'gab b'shir gittu the dom melechatich has had the shabola tam iser like a regular chatich nasis nevela the dom melechach ha'at samos had dvukos l'abasa they're attached to the basa iser nechshavot kechaticha achas they become like iser and it's one piece in Basah Isur, who began the Shia Bittel Shel Isur, in order to mevatel the Isur, the trade for the pig, on Murdenzin, we measure Kishurim Shel Echaticha, we use the size of the piece, the Hangla Habasa in White Summers. You see, I think it's because it's attached, that's what it seems to me. If they would be detached, then I wouldn't say that the Atzamos of Isur are also. Unless you work with this Rambam, that there's a Xeru to Rabbanon or some Isur to Rabbanon on
bones. But then those same bones can then conjure it. Like,
no, but once it was Chaticha Nasis Novela, that's
it.
Even
if it's removed with
certain flavor, even if it's separate.
Because you have now a second stage. It's sort of now.
Right, so if it was originally ribs and then it was in the heat, it's Chaticha Nasis Novela. And then even removed later, it still has the status of
right. Because it went into the path. They both went into the path. They both went into the path with a joint flavor. And you need 60 against both of them. So now I don't care about the bones anymore. Right now I'm dealing with the blia which went out into the pot from the bones and the pig and the pig meat. So they went out together. So they are a separate entity of Nasis and Avela. So now I need 60 against both of them. So that's why the bones get into this problem of 60 because they were dovuk to the basa. The truth is, I don't really understand the other shiitas. Why would they disagree with that? Yes.
So, have the bones themselves become aser? Do you think
they don't become aser? They create the shear.
Oh, right. That's what
they increase
that's
the shear.
Yeah.
That's
no,
what I'm saying.
So
they don't become
aser. Right,
like why are they considered something which increases the shear? Usually, chaticha nasis nevela. What happens is I have a chaticha. That chaticha absorbs something not kosher. Chaticha was mut. It absorbs it. Then it goes into a second tarovus. Now I need shishim against both of them. The bria, first thing, and the chaticha.
Because
it's a vehicle for... But in this case here, the two things, it's not that the bones absorb... The question here is, you know, does it work like that? Because you have bones attached to the meat, and then they fall into a patch together,
so
and they're being cooked. So most people would just say, listen, they go out together. There's no chaticha nasis nevela in the bone. It's not like if I would take those bones with meat and I would roast them on a fire separately. Yes, the meat gives flavor into the bones, nasis nevela. Now I would take that roast, grilled bacon with the rib and off the grill and put it into a pot. I would need an extra shishin. Because it was two tarovers. But here it's the same path. In other words, I'm taking a piece of raw bacon with rib, with a bone, throwing it into a pot, and cooking it. So the bone per se a mutter. So now you say chaticha nasis nevela. You have to come up and say that there's in that one pot, there are two stages of tarovers. There's one tarovers, the bone and the meat. And the meat's going to give flavor into the bone, and that's going to isolate that as a separate tarovas and make that nevela, then the bone, and then it goes stage two into the whole pot. Now I need a 60 against not just the meat but the bones also, because it's a second tarovas from that combination added into the pot. But that's called isadabuk. That's called creating a nevela, chaticha nasis nevela in a single pot. If my iser and heter are dabuk, if they are connected, like a fat is attached to a piece of meat. Here he's saying that you can say the same concept with bones, that a bone is attached to the meat. The meat is not kosher. You throw them into the pot. The meat, stage one, gives a flavor into the bones. Chichanas is nevela on the bones.
Right.
Now together they go, they give flavor together to the pot.
So
to the same path.
Same path. So I'm going to say Chichon Nasis Nebeil on the double Basso Atzamas to get a 60 against both of them. I need the path to be very big before the having of a battle of the bones. Why? The bones became the Nebeil. How did they become the Nebeil? They weren't outside the path. They were in the same path. Because in this very same path, because things are attached, they get bleed very quickly, the bustle with the bones, before the rest of the path gets it. And it's a tricky idea to
that's
say
true.
That. And that's what the Rav is saying here by the bones. That when you have an issa of davuk, had the davuk to issa, you might say chetich and nasis nevel. Some posts can say it. Not everybody says it. Of course, it's in the same path. So to say that the two stages is a little bit of an assumption. Yes.
So I mean, doesn't seem different. Like any the bones, if they were just detached before being cooked,
there would be no problem.
It's like anything
mutter.
Else that's mutter.
Right.
It's like anything else that became iser mixed into it with bulbia.
Right. It would be completely mutter.
But so when bullets now they're cooked together in the pot. So why are we doubling the shear? Why? Because
we're saying that the meat goes into
no,
the bones at its first stage
no,
before
this.
Anything happens
that's
to the rest of the pot.
What I mean to say is the flavor was concentrated in the meat.
Right.
And typically we would just say, okay, the bone is a vehicle for that concentrated flavor, but now it's infused in the bone.
In this case, it's not a simple vehicle. Usually you have
it's
a vehicle.
Because
it's attached. It's not a vehicle.
Right.
A vehicle means something goes into something else. Here the meat's not going into the bone to get into the path. In other words, my usual chaticha nasis nevela is I have a separate item, a piece, a chaticha, and into that chaticha comes a flavor of treif.
Meaning it was cooked together one time?
Well, cooked right one time together.
Like some
this
fried it together.
Some heta was fried. Say there was a piece of bread, which and there were eggs and making some kind of what do you call it? An egg toast or something, frying eggs on bread, French toast. Make what they call French toast. And he made a mistake. He put some lard into it. So the lard got absorbed into the French toast. So now when I take the French toast out, and for some reason I'm making a very fancy dish, I throw it into some kind of other thing, milk and eggs and cheese and whipped cream and who knows what, and I'm baking some fancy cake with
French
this French toast. So make a French toast souffle, so I'm making a whole big fancy thing. So now I need 60, not just against the lard, I need 60 against
the
whole
French toast.
Why? Because the French toast is a vehicle. The lard couldn't get into my second pot unless the French toast took it in there. So that's the chaticha nasis nevela. But here, that it was single paths, I threw in meat attached to a bone. The bone didn't help the meat get into that pot. It wasn't a vehicle, no. I took a piece of meat attached to a bone, I threw it in. The meat got in there because I threw it in. Not because I had a bone attached to it. Not, we can't compare it to the regular chaticha nasis nevela, where French toast, which is the chaticha, has in it a blia and brings that blia into something else. There's no vehicle over here.
Right.
This is a different idea of chaticha nasis nevela called dovuk. That means in this pot, the meat with the bone are going to be like have their own little mini tarot vest first, and then go out into the pot, making a second tarot vest in the pot. So because they have their first mini tarot vest, so the bone didn't have shishim against the meat. So the bone became an availer vis-a-vis that meat. Now they together go into the path. You need shishim against the meat and the bone. Because it's two tarovas. In one path, I create two tarovas.
So whatever's inside the bones, is it star if leiser to become iser with?
Right, because now I say that the bone was a vehicle to bring the meat into the path. Why? Because the bone absorbed flavor from the meat. And then it sent that flavor out into the path. So now the bone is a vehicle for the meat. The meat also went into the pot on its own, but the meat put flavor into the bone, and the bone is a vehicle for that flavor to get into the pot. So now I need another 60 against the bone.
In the same pot.
In the same pot. That's the chiddush of Davuk. That in Davuk, I say that Instead of the meat going straight out into the pot and have nothing to do with the bone, I say the meat in a certain way does go into the pot by itself, but it also sends something into the bone.
Right.
And then the bone spits that out into the pot. So and the bone now becomes the vehicle for this other bliya, which is inside of it, to send it out into the pot. Now I need 60 against the bone, because chaticha nasis nevela on the bone. So I'm going to need 260s. A 60 against the meat, and a 60 against the bone, which is transporting the meat into the pot. It's meat, the meat which is absorbed. Instead of saying that's one bliya from the meat throughout the pot, forget about the bone. Who needs the bone? I don't say that. I say the meat goes into the pot, yes, but the meat also goes into the bone separately, and the bone sends that bliya, which it absorbed, out into the pot separately. So now I need two shishim. I need a shishim against the original meat and a shishim against the bone, because chaticha nasas nevela. That's the idea of davuk.
Wait,
yes?
Wait, when you say you need a shishim against the meat and a shishim against the bone, you just mean that you need a shishim against everything.
Right.
Could this be the Shulchan Aruch bone, the Shita To, somewhat, in the sense that we saw before that the Ramah Shulchan Aruch, Ramah Chal, like, whether you needed shishim, the Dabar Isser, or shishim, the full chaticha nasas.
Yeah, this is Chaticha Nasas Nevela of the Ramah. Yeah, it is.
No, no, but the Shulchan Aruch says you only need. Well, I'm actually not really sure how the Shulchan Aruch would play, but the Shulchan Aruch.
Shulchan Aruch quotes such a Shita, but he himself doesn't pass it. He does quote the Yeshom along the way. He talks about Chaticha Nasas Nevela a few times. In one place, he does quote a passive.
Right, but I'm saying the fact that the Shulchan Aruch is passing that you only need Shishin Kneged,
the Shulchan Aruch here doesn't hold this whole thing. The Shulchan Aruch here is saying, you take meat with a bone and you throw it into a pot, he says, I'm going to use the bone to make everything mutter. I'm going to use the bone to make everything. He doesn't pass him this sheet at all. This sheet is 180 degrees.
No, I know, but we saw earlier that the Ramah, the Shulchan Aruch, were being mechalek between.
You're kind of confusing because you're quoting something from earlier and I'm just talking about this. Yes.
It's just one thing that's tripping, that is making it difficult for me to understand. So if let's say on the secondary level we're treating it like a bliya, so we're not, it's something that isn't rayo achila, so it has nothing to contribute. It's just, it's like a piece of plastic.
Okay.
It's a container of plastic. It's nothing, right? Or are we going to say there's marrow in there, and now all that stuff's going to become usser, and it's going to be the star to the isser, and therefore there's a double 60 necessary. But if it's a true vehicle. Now what does this mean, double? Because we had concentrated flavor from the meat, and now we can say, okay, well this bone absorbed the concentrated flavor, and we can't estimate that concentration, but we know that it's this size from this bone. So really, you would think you need just one shishim. Why two shishim? Because what's the bone's contributing?
You need one shishim against the meat itself, and another shishim against the bone. Because the bone is a vehicle.
You're saying, is it because there's concentrated flavor in two places now? And we cannot estimate how much is left in the meat, but we can estimate how much is left in the bones.
The meat, the size we know. We know the size of the meat. Right. So as we need 60 against the meat, and you know the size of the bone, you now need 60 against the bone.
So it's because the flavor spread, now the flavor's in two places. And we have a relative size of. So it's because of the size of the meat itself and the size of the bones itself.
Yes.
It's a double shishim.
Right.
So it's not that it's isra and star from the marrow.
We're not using marrow here, we're using the bone itself.
So it's just a vehicle.
Why are we using the bone? That's where there is. I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't know if the bone is considered food because you bring up the question of plastic. He's going to bring it up soon because we don't use the pot. In other words, if someone's going to use the bone, what about the pot?
Right.
The pot is not, we're going to see that. That's on the next page. The pot is not food at all. The bone is some kind of food.
Right.
Okay, it is. People do cook bones.
It was alive at one point.
People do cook bones and then eat it. In a certain way, it is edible. Yeah,
so similar to what Daniel was saying, maybe the same thing he's saying, is that like at max, like this whole time, the only reason why we're measuring against the piece of meat a lot of times is if we can remove the piece of meat, we're just concerned about what flavor was imparted into the tarobis. At max, for the stuff that can be imparted is what's in the meat. right? So now that I have the meat and the bone, really it's the maximum of the meat. So it's tough to say that now there's like an additional piece, an additional flavor that's added, and I still have the same amount in the meat. There's something left from the meat.
Well, that's always chaticha nasis nevela, always gets you to worry about something which is mutter over and above the thing which is usa. So if you'd say, I have a kazayis of meat, and then somehow I have six kazayisim of heta, but I had a chaticha nasis nevela situation with those six, and I throw it goes into some other path, I need 60 against 7. I don't have 60. That's chaticha always is expanding way beyond the original list.
Meaning because you don't know, in that case where you have like the 6 or 7, you don't know how much.
You don't know how much meat there is, but since that those 6 were a separate taroves, they absorbed it, so the Rabbanan made a gezeira, heta mishapach liyasissa, on a simple level, that those 6 become mamish trait, they convert and they become usa now. Mm-hmm. Those 6 don't have 60 against the trait, it's only 6-1. So there's not 60. So those 6 become trait. Now in the next path, I'm going to read 60 times 7.
I guess it's just tough to say if we're going just a shot of, you know, it's just a vehicle.
Even the rug, the vehicle, but the whole point is to expand it into huge amounts, much, much more than the original trait food. You're expanding sizes of, so to speak, iser.
Well, the thing is, I don't know how much iser is imparted.
It's not an issue of how much is iser, but we're taking, we know that the iser which went into the heta and the chaticha in the first place did not have a shishim there from making it mutter. Therefore, the heta itself flips to the other side in the next path. But now that chaticha goes to a second path, that's chaticha nasis nevela, that you have to give a vav of the heta.
So it's like
we know exactly what's going on, but we know now that we have to just increase the 60 by multiple times.
So it sounds like it's not for the issue, though.
Right.
In
it
this
does
case,
sound
this,
that, but
this
the
case,
law has a few proofs that it's not for the issue.
You mean how it explains this specific case, or just
no in general? Chaticha nas is the veil of because it has, let's say, the case of the spices.
Yeah.
And so. Over here, this is only that this scenario is a scenario which triggers a chaticha nasis nevela in the bone, because the other shittas don't think so. The other shittas think the bone and the meat are one entity, and there's no reason, but they're separate. They might be attached, but they're separate, and there's no reason to make the bone an nevela. It happens to be attached to the meat. But it's not like a regular chaticha which absorbs a belia. The bone, it's in the path. It's like the rest of the path. So the meat goes all over. It didn't go into the bone especially to create the bone as a separate nevela. Let's say the shishim in the path, to get the bone counts with the shishim. So there's no issue. So the bone is attached to the meat. Who cares? This meat spread out. It didn't give flavor to the bone either, everybody else says, because there's shishim against the meat. The bone is part of the shishim of heta.
So
the chiddush is this sheet that says, no, isolate the bone from the rest of the path, make it its own tarover, say the bone gets flavor by itself, and now chaticha nasis nevela on the bone. But everybody else is saying that's not true. The bone is not in isolation, it's part of the path. You cook the bone with the meat in the path. The meat goes all over, goes into the bone, goes every place else, and there's shishim. There's no problem. I have shishim, and I have the bone on the heta side.
I mean, it's a ta'aros. I mean, I don't know which part. I hear.
The chiddush is that the guys who are being machmir, they're creating two tarovers inside one tarovers. They're saying you isolate the bone and the meat from the rest of the path as a tarovers one, no bittul there. Then tarovas too, it goes into the rest of the path, so you have a chaticha nasis nevela on the bone. Because in tarovas one, you didn't have the shishim. But everybody else says, why are you taking a single path and making it two tarovas? It's one tarovas, there's 60 against the meat, the bone's on the head to side. So it's like anything else in the path, like the potatoes, like the onions, like the other pieces of meat. Everything else in the path is being joining in the shishin. The bone is part of the shishin. There's no reason to isolate it and say, oh, it's isolated in stage one and chaticha and asas nevela on the bone. That's the machloka. So if it's called the question of a chaticha and asas nevela, when something is dagbuk, something is attached. Yeah.
According to this shita, if they went in separately, then it would just be
100% mutter.
100%. But because they went in together, then the flavor fused into it.
Right.
First, perhaps.
First. That's the shita. Okay. So that's what he says in that paragraph. Okay. Okay. So good. The last sentence in paragraph. This whole thing to do 60 with Ratzomas, have a din drabonim. This whole thing is exhaled to Rabbonim. Can we have din the Chanan and the Ventan the Sharisu? I mean, it's a real chumrah in Chaticha and Asas Nevela to create it with a double. So, I don't know, so the Reb Chaim Biska said this thing is a drabonim. I mean, I don't know, you know, when you look at the path, would you say that the flavor of the meat gets into the bone first before it gets into the potato right next to the meat? It's a boiling pot. I threw a piece of meat with bone into the pot. So there's flavor going out. Are you going to say that the meat flavor gets into the bone first? Or does the meat flavor go? Is it the same time as it goes into the rest of the sholent? Okay, so this sheet of things, it goes into the bone first. Maybe. I'm not a chemist, I don't know. But that's the argument. If it goes into the bone first, okay, create a separate tarovus and say chatitha nasis nevela on the rest of the path for the bone. Now I have a problem with the bone. Could you set chatitha nasis nevela on the first stage? Yes?
I have a question. Like, if a person, if people are known again, but it was the bone as something that imparts flavor, or do we say that they're just crazy? Like maybe we would buy
the bone can give you flavor, but the bone flavor is mutter.
No, what?
Sufi says you can eat the bone. The bone is mutter. The flavor of the bone is mutter.
So a person could go out to the market and they could buy like pig bones or oxtail bones or whatever.
Right.
Tripper and vela.
I put it into that challenge. Yeah. They could. And maybe they were doing that until 1950. The brother came along and said, I don't want it. He didn't want it. He probably didn't want it because it's a kind of thing that Jews in Europe never did.
Okay?
Jews in Europe wouldn't ever touch pig bones. It could be 100% mutter. It is 100% mutter. But it was just not eaten by Jews. Jews would not. They saw a pig, they would faint, you know. A pig, I remember when I grew up, there was a lot of Europeans around me, but the word chazir was the word chazir meant something abhorrent.
Yeah.
You know? Get me? He wouldn't even look at it. When I grew up, I you walk by, there all kinds of trade places, and you can see bacon and eggs, ham and eggs, all kinds of stuff. I would never look. Couldn't look. So I would never look at that. I would never look at a church. Never, God forbid, look at it, you get your eyes will get contaminated. Your breathing is contaminated. It was like a double tame, like shekets, you know, stay away from it. So they would never touch pig bones. But somebody in America discovered it and started to say, you know what, we can eat the Jell-O, and the Jell-O company put a K on the box. So then everybody said, oh, it's kosher. I remember when I grew up, my parents, I don't know if they actually did buy it, or they were thinking of buying it at the time when I was a little kid. Because that's what people ate. But around Kotler, I think, you know, in general, he brought a lot of European things back to America. And America was like it was a very bad place in terms of bringing over customs from Europe. It was a very bad place for the first 100 years, from 1850 to 1950. It was a very bad place. There was very bad things going on. So there was reform, conservative. So he made this big fight, and he won. By 1960, I remember when I was a kid in high school, 1960, a little bit before I came to the Rav, So there was a fight going on in the Beis Medrash between two older boys who were in Smicha and my other yeshiva I went. And one of them was saying, the Rav says this is mutter, you gotta eat it. And he says, I'm sorry, I don't care if the Rav says it's mutter. A lot of Rabbanim say it's us, I'm not gonna eat it. I think they were, I don't know if they were talking about Jell-O or they were talking about Kraft cheese. There's also an issue.
You said it was Kraft cheese.
At that point, because he said also it's not Roy Tuch, you know, they were taking pieces, they were using treif.
Cheese,
treif, rennet, but the rennet, he said, is not edible. So it was possible.
It was the rennet that was the issue.
The rennet was the issue. The rennet also was not edible. It's similar to bones, because not edible per se.
Rennet was kosher at one point?
At one point, yeah.
Whoa.
But again, between 50 and 60, the Rav Kugler set up shop in America. He created Lakewood, and he became very strong. As good as his store started to grow, so he was able to bring back some of these customs from Europe. One is stay away from pig bones. Stay away from not kosher cheese. Things like that. He brought back the most important thing he brought back was sitting and learning a whole day. Yes, you could learn a whole day, you could be in a cola. That was the greatest contribution. So getting back to the halach over here, the bones are mutter, but maybe chatika nasis nevela if you think about it that way. So you say nasis. Yes.
So, just I'm not fully understanding the distinction between the regular case of Chaticha Nasa Nevela and
Chaticha Nasa Nevela. The regular case is two separate tarovas, two separate.
Combined, they go into another tarova, and then you do either 60 times the whole or 60 times the Dabar Iser. That's what I was referring to.
Right.
But
that's two different paths. Here in Dabak, it's one path, it's seemingly one tarova.
Because it's just the bone and the meat going into another. Now,
so there you would not say Chaticha Nasa Nevela.
For Olive, Gimel, and Dal.
Right.
They don't say it's Chaticha Nasa Nevela.
Right, because there's one tarot, it's one path. So the meat goes all over it simultaneously. You have 60 against the meat, there's no reason to worry about the bone.
So Bet thinks, I don't know Bet,
but that Sheeta thinks, yeah. That for some reason you isolate the bone with the meat in that.
So let's turn it on all of Gimel and Dal, the same way we turn on that. Let's say you cooked a meat with a bone on a pan, or it's a cooked
outside,
and then it goes into.
Then
the,
everybody says.
Then okay. Everybody says no way.
Everybody says it's awesome. That's for sure.
That's for sure.
Yeah, that's a simple chaticha nasas levein.
So when you say that the bones are butter, mutar, that's only. That's only raw meat.
It's only when
taken out, and then
the bones are mutar if they never were attached. If they cooked them by themselves without being attached to the meat.
No, right. But I'm saying it like a rib. If you, that's only referring the permissibility of eating the bone is only before any cooking has been done to the entire cow.
Well, once you start cooking, you have to start worrying. But because we have this kind of cases. You know. Also, in general, with bones, when they make gelatin from bones, like around Carter's point, are you sure that when they take the bones to make the gelatin, there's no pieces of meat over there in the factory which makes the gelatin? They're making sure that these are just bones. No meat at all attached to it. So no, or are you sure that these bones don't have any marrow? Because marrow is also. So, you know, do you have the JELO company with the K? Do they have a mashkiach over there checking the pig bones to make sure there's no meat attached, to make sure that the pig bones have no marrow, only certain bones, because marrow is considered bustling.
But it's inside the bones, so then...
There are two kinds of bones. There's bones with marrow and bones without marrow. When we say bones are mutter, we mean bones without marrow. Those are the bones we're talking about. We're not talking about bones with marrow. Once it has marrow, that's bustle inside the bone. So
isn't the gelatin from the marrow?
No, from the bone. So if it's true that it's just the bone, no marrow, no meat, okay, that's something to.
Does shishim apply there at all? Like, can we assume?
No, it's not shishim, because you actually It can't be shishim because the gelatin is what we call a double chashuv. It's magnet. It makes things, you know, stay together. It's the gelatin itself. If it would be us, it would not be bottled. The shishim.
No, I'm not talking about the gelatin. I'm talking about the marrow or the meat that's on the dog.
Okay, you have to have a mashgiach to make sure that there's a shishim.
Right,
I don't know.
Right.
We have no idea.
Just on a practical, I think that they wouldn't be able to. You would have to state whether there's meat on it or something like that for allergy purposes. I don't know.
Anyway, right now it's not an issue because right now, from Jews have stopped eating it. So, okay, let's go continue. Bottom paragraph in 21. The Lefizeh. Hashitas Acholko, the other opinions, Shesvile She'en Mitzdaf Metu Atzamot, the Shir Shel Abosa, they don't connect the bone to the meat for the size. Svir Diyesh Techalek, Vein Atzamot, Vachaticha, Hapalua Metam Misilgab, Chaticha Nasis Nevel. It doesn't seem in this case of the bones, an irregular piece which has flavor in it for Chaticha Nasis Nevel, the Chaticha Hapalua Metam Misa. A regular piece which absorbs the flavor of this chaldin chaticha nasis nevel sharatam kashia chaticha kia chaticha vatam shabo mahavin chefza achashel iser. They themselves are also the chaticha with its flavor. A chaticha mavliya tatam shabo, and the chaticha transports the bli of the tam betoch hatorovet hashni into the second tarovet. It is a transport system. Shemachim Misham Hatam Kigodel Shel Chaticha. That's why you give it the size of the Chaticha. Mashenken Atzamot, but the bones. Enam Ela Dvukot LeBasar. So they're only attached. They're not a transport system. Ach 22. Leka Ben Bliyas Tam Basi. Furthermore, they don't have any flavor of meat when they go into the pot. It's the first pot. There's no flavor in the bones. Okay. ולכן אינו נחשבים כחפצה אחת של של בוסר ועצמס ביחד. You can't say it's one חפצה וסר שענה בוסר וחוד ולא כפי שיש על עצמות. Okay. Now, ובדגי למחלוקת בעצמות היתר. Now let's go over to the other question. עצמות היתר. האם מצטעף עם היתר or can you use the mutter bones on the heter side? Why not? First paragraph on top of the Nogea. Can you use Atzmus Heta for the Heta signs? Okay. So, why if the Atzmus and themselves come from kosher meat and they're in the pot, why shouldn't I use them with the Heta to make 60? Why would anybody not want to use Atzmus Heta? There's a machlokas. So he says like this. Nira the Atzmus Heta ain't an ochlum. This opinion must feel that the bones themselves, which are Heta, are not considered food. And they don't have flavor. Okay. I mean, my personal experience is that if you cook bones, you do get flavor coming out. It's very good, inshallah, the bones. But this opinion says, you know, that the Rambamot ain't a royal achila, they're not edible. So, okay.
I mean, it's the collagen breaking
for
down.
For some reason, okay. I don't know personally how you make that call about bones. I mean, would you call it a food? Would you not call it a food? I'm not sure. So the ones who say that the Atzmus Heta ain't an ochlin, and not food. But they tell them, they don't give you a flavor. Okay, so now, so they're basically like a piece of plastic. If that's the case, poskin. So then we can understand there's an argument by these poskin. Can the 60 be just some size? Atzmos efu mitzdaf and the shir samach bekamus ba'alma. And the bones do count. I mean, they do make space of 60. they do absorb things in the past. Or the Srichim Shehet the Yer Ochel in Tamil, maybe that the 60 Heter has to be food with the flavor of Heter Mishalo. Hainz the Shach Bat Summers. Then the Svilei the Shia Samach Ein the Shia Bekamas Ba'al. Well, we can, the other opinion says, not just have 60, but the Shia Batayim, you need 60 of flavor. Okay, that's his idea. I'm not sure myself what the argument's about, but the Rav says he's proposing that maybe the argument is that the bones, when you cook with bones, you are creating space for flavors to travel in and out of the bones and spread around. So let's say the meat flavor, which is our issue, is going to be traveling into the bones. So the bones would be diluting or diffusing the meat flavor throughout the pap that goes into the bones too. It goes into the potatoes, onions, it goes into the bones, which are in the pap. So they should count in the 60 because it's a certain amount of diffusion of the basa, of the pig, whatever is there, the small piece of pig. It's spreading around, but it's going into the bones. So I would count the bones as heter. However, the bones are not food halachically. Halachically, they're not called a food. They're considered a piece of wood or whatever. So maybe you can't count it in the 60 because they have 60. But you need 60 means I need to have heter food against the trick, not just heter space. So that's the machloket. The one who says I would count the bones, and the Shulchan Aruch does, is dealing with space. And the one is, I don't count the bones, so it has to be food. Bones are not food.
Wait, why can't the Shulchan Aruch say that it is food?
Yeah, that's not his case.
Because then that's the one with the pot. That when we said that the kli doesn't count,
that would make it much better. You say the bones are food, because they do have flavor when you cook them.
But the pot, that...
The pot is not food. And the pot won't count, even though it does diffuse into the walls of the pot. But that's not food, so it wasn't put into the measurements. So let's see what he says. Now we can maybe get back to our old issue. Is shishim just a way to get rid of flavor? Or the habishir shemavata? Or 60 creates a bittul. And im shishim chalma din silik tam nisa ba'alma. 60 just a practical way of getting rid of flavor. As I am at staffing at some heter the shir shishim b'kamos, then I would count the bones of heter for the 60, because it gives space. The bezer metalik at time, you're getting rid of flavor. Achim shir shishim havi chalos din shem b'vata. But if the dick of 60 is a din of a being of bittel, yeshom b'tivach ochel de heter, only food, which is muta shiesh b'tam heter, chal v'atel tam ochel this, that's m'vatel tam ochel this. Lachain Asma said, "Ain't a misaf in the shir shishim levato, ain't a mochlem tam heter." Fine. Vina mechav posak. Okay, you followed that. If 60 minbush ain't amino is just a practical way of getting rid of flavor, once you get rid of the flavor, everything disappears on its own. Then maybe I would use a piece of wood or bones or whatever to diffuse the flavor. But if I said dinner being a mevatel means kosher food, it's a mevatel, which is a minor ingredient. It has to be ochel. The bones are not an ochel, it can't do it. So that would be the question. Okay, here I'm a chaber. Okay, now it gets to the machaber. Pasak shat samos had the ve'isir mitztafim lehet alashir shishim. The sphere of lay. So he's working with his approach to Rav. Shishim mahavi shir kamos ba'am. Shishim is just a size of diffusion. For the chena filat samos mitztafim lehsal, I guess the time of isr. If I can use the bones to get rid of the flavor of the isr. Now, ba'am vi lepat. Ach ben ogeh lekadeh rav. Pasak. Mechaber paskins. Shar kadeira. Eino mistaref as the vapa satan. So chien. Naishmat somas the mitzdafim leheta. The kadeira shena mitzdaref as leheta. Why would I use the bones and not use the path?
Because it's an edible. It's
the bones are considered inedible, so why is it better than a pot? So the Nivras, what he wants to say, that it starts from the sheer samach v'kamus, the heter, rak chepza, the heter, hanimsa v'toch ha-tarovet, in ma'is, it's part of the tarovet. Atzomot the heter, sof called sof, nimtzom v'toch ha-tarovet, they're in the chong, the bones are inside the chong. Good that they're plastic, but they're in the soup, so they're in the tarovet, in ma'is, for l'chein mitztafim. Came the shisha. Now she'en ken dofane hakadei, but the walls of the path ain't in betocha tarovet. They're not mixed in with food. Me'isur ain't mechutz the tarovet. Meshemachi ain't inside the shisha. The walls of the path are outside the food, so you can't call it part of the tarovet. But the bones are inside the cooking food. It is part of the tarovet, and since it's part of the tarovet, I'll count it in the 60 for hetter.
If it's space or if it's time?
If it's space. It gives space. It gives you space. Even though it's not food, it's giving you space. And it's part of the tarovet, because it's inside the cooking food. It's better than the pot. The pot is outside the cooking food. Since the pot is outside the cooking food, it's not part of the tarovet. I can't count it, even if it gives me space. But if it can't count things which are not inside the tarovet. And to be inside the tarovet, it has to be inside the pot, not the pot. Okay, the nira levar shita seremon. Now let's go home. Okay. Can we just do maybe one more paragraph?
What do these X's signify? Are you putting here?
Oh, those X's, when I send it to my typist, I'm wanting to pay attention to these corrections.
Okay.
So I put the X. This is all going to go be sent to the typist, you know. I didn't send it yet because I want to read it with you. Because as I'm reading it, things can pop up. And by the way, if you see anything, let me know. Like you showed me something. If you want to fix it. Nirvah Shita Sarama. The Atzmos Heta Mitztafim Laheta, the Atzmos Issa Enim Mitztafim, Lola Issa Velola Heta. He has this.
Interesting.
Interesting.
Talking about bones with marrow?
No marrow.
Atzmos Issa. What is that?
Atzmos, which are attached to Issa meat. But there's no marrow. He says Atzmos Issa just to ignore them. Atzmos Heta, used for Heta, what's the difference? The Nira de Sova, Shashir Shishim Hav Shir Bekamus. Lachain Atzmos Heta, and Mitztafim Heta, get a salakas tamar yisur. They can get rid of it, because they remove the flavor. Ach Svir Alei, but he feels, Ach Svir Alei, the Chol Zed Ba'atzmos Heta, and Mitzvah Metocha Terobas, and Tzad Heta. Ma'ashein Kein Atzmos Issa, Tidvukim Nabasar Issa. And I quote out a few words there. Lo mitzada heta, def shel tzafim mishir the heta. Machilu the mechelik isa shel tarovus hay boy. Lo mechelik the heta. Mishemach atzamus isa kilu enim tarovus the heta mishish. He said to the course, how did these bones get into the path? If it's asmus heta, fine. So they got into the path. So they're there. And from the head to side, so we'll use them for shishim to get rid of flavor because they diffuse flavor. However, Atzmos Issa got into the path, they were there together with the Basar Issa. So they're coming from the wrong side. You can't flip them now and say, oh, let's use them for 60 of Heta. So I have to ignore them. I can't use them for Issa because they're basically mutter. But they got into the path because they're part of the pig. The pig brought them into the path. So since the pig brought them into the path, they put them aside. Don't use them to make the
Nevi'ah. You're talking about the
Davuk? Davuk, yeah. The Davuk does not make the veil according to the Ramah in this case, but it does make me not use it for shishim. I can't use it for heta shishim.
So
I can use bones of heta for heta shishim. I can't use bones of issa for heta shishim. Because the bones of Issa are coming into the Tarovas from the wrong doorway.
They're playing for the
wrong team.
They're playing for the wrong team.
Right, on the wrong team. So they can't be a double agent. They can't now, on the other side, all of a sudden turn around and destroy.
But do we use it to estimate the size of the meat?
No.
Because if you're destroying
No, because there's no chatichah nasis nevelah here.
Mm-hmm. meaning
only one thing is that chetila nas is available. We're at that. No.
What I'm saying is like you.
It doesn't all, make you change the size.
No,
of the meat.
I understand, but what I'm trying to say is, well, how do you determine the size of the meat?
You look at
it. You have to like slice it off, or
no, you know how big it was.
I mean,
you weighed it
exactly.
Before it fell. You knew.
But
you bought it in
say,
the store. They weighed it. They know exactly.
What I'm trying to say is, we should just be considered one shisha. We don't need two shishas on that bone. It's just maybe just make the meat the size of the bone.
There are four shishas with the bone. So I don't know what shisha you're talking about. He's talking about a shisha which says that you use the atzmos of the heter for heter, and you don't use the atzmos for anything. You ignore them.
He comments on each shita.
Yeah, he comments every single shita.
So on this one, for example, could we instead of we don't need two shishas because he just said we're gonna ignore the bone, but that's attached to the meat. But at the very least, should we not just say the meat is the size of the bone?
No, that's you're saying chaticha nas is nevela. We don't say chaticha nas is nevela.
Not because it's the nas nevela. It's nothing. It's just to estimate the size of the meat, literally.
We know what the meat is. The guy bought the piece of meat in the store. He knows exactly
it
how much
it is. It says 1 pound, but they measure it with the bone.
No, they told him about the meat is this and the bone is that. They know it. Don't create a new problem.
I know
what
the
problem is. Letting those sizes say that's not an issue.
The thing that is